Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. The broadcast and the daily bread are always a blessing and very much needed. Thank you for all the good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Always preach with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, and the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did everybody hear me? Ain't God good? Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me, and cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Let it be, Lord. Help us to pray. Help us to walk in your way, O God. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace, to edify the body, to glorify the King of Kings, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Things change, but God is the same. Amen. Things are changing rapidly. You know, it's the adversary's designed to change everything. Upside down. Confusion. He's the prince of it. So I was thinking, I heard a news report, how many of the top brass, military leaders, are resigning, quitting. And I'm sure some is due to political differences, others moral differences, others, yeah. But incompatible with continued service under Mr. Trump. And the report says, well, because of this, one of the reasons is because he puts unqualified people in positions. You know, according to Buddy Buddy, or who licks his butt the best. But the announcer was trying to show why one of the men were not, what's the word I'm using? Not fitted for the job. And the reason one of the reasons they use for saying he's not qualified is because at one time he spoke about a coven of witches out in San Francisco. Well, come on. See, that's turning things upside down. Y'all don't know there's covens of witches out there? Right. But since that's one of the things they used, and they stuck it in there with all the other stuff. There were things that did disqualify him. That wasn't one of them. No, not in my book. No. But this is the devil's game, you know. Yeah, he's after you. You know, he's our adversary. He's not the adversary of the world. The devil is our adversary. He's a friend of the world. And we're not. We've been called out of the world. But you see how deceptive that is. And folk that are minds not right, or they're not circumspect, they're not sober, you know, they'll let that lead them down the wrong road. Because in there were legitimate things that disqualified them. That's not one of them. That's not one of them. Y'all don't know there's COVID in the witches? Absolutely. Hallelujah. God said so. That's also one of the works of the flesh. Y'all know witchcraft? Okay. Y'all don't practice that, do you? Y'all not too sure? Oh, thank you, Lord. So, things are being redefined. You know, that's confusion. They call good evil, evil good. Saying there's a COVID and the witches out in San Francisco, that's good. Absolutely. That lets you know that he's somewhat in touch with reality. Absolutely. But it's not a disqualification for being a military leader. I don't think so. Hallelujah. So that's why God being the same means so much. The truth is always the same. That's why it means so much. But we need to actually walk into the truth that it's always the same. That's why I tell you, you know, whatever you find in the scriptures, it says the same thing. And if we don't believe that, we'll be like the oneness and the Trinitarians. We'll fight over what the Bible says. And it says the same thing. All right? If we can't find it saying the same thing, we've not come to the right revelation or interpretation of it. Hallelujah. So, again, maybe that explains why it's so difficult for us to walk together and speak the same thing, because we fall into that same lie that the folk did about the witches. You know what I'm saying? There is some lie that we buy that keep us from speaking the same thing. Just remember that. Huh? Some lie you buy keeps you from speaking the same, because the truth is always the same. God never changes, never will. His word is immutable. You know what he said? Speak the same thing. See? Now, there's some wicked and evil working in you that cause you not to do it. It's not your neighbors working in you. Now, this is the truth. If y'all can leave now, some didn't show up, so that's fine too. All right? One place the scripture said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Well, we interpret it the way we want, the way that lines up with what we want to do. We don't know that our will is contrary. Well, we cater to it so much. You know what says our will is contrary? The God that never changed. See? And we still somehow want to get God to change his mind. His word does not change. He said he would save us. That's the hope we have. You know, by two immutable things. God said it and he can't lie. And you think he's going to lie? Not so. Every disobedience, every transgression shall receive a just recompense of reward. All right. Thank you, Lord. That's a good example, huh? It won't mean the same thing to everybody. You know that too. Because all hearts aren't the same. Some are, you know, resisting God real good. And there are some that's endeavoring to diligently seek him. The ones that are diligently seeking and those that are not, you know, half-hearted or slowful. What I'm speaking won't mean the same thing. So then we can put more power to being led away by the ear of the wicked. Don't follow nonchalant people. Don't pattern after them in any way. They may say it's good, but God, who never changed, says it's evil. We don't desire right things, that's evil. Now, we know men naturally desire wrong things, but that's why God gives us power and grace. So Brother David talked to me about working in the radio room and this and that. We shouldn't encourage David and talk like that. We should encourage him to go to woodpile. Absolutely. Clean up after himself and take good care of his mother, but not to go in the radio. See how we do? That's not sober. And he come to me with that. I said, you don't need to worry about that. Absolutely not. You're not working on his behalf. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. So, strange means different now. Bizarre means different now. You know that. Honorable, dishonorable. Don't mean what it used to mean. No. Respectful, disrespectful. Don't mean what they used to mean. But to God, they still mean the same. You know, when God says holy, he still means holy. Hallelujah. Well, there's a holiness of man. No, it's not. Man have no holiness. Man have no goodness. Man has no righteousness. Yeah? If it's good, we have to get it from God. See? Of course, we give heed to that lie in various ways. Yeah, y'all understand what we're talking about deceitfulness. And there's no greater deceiver than Satan. And he knows how to operate. But he prays against those who think so much of themselves. They think they're wise. They think they're smart. They think they're spiritual. My, he has a heyday. He got more than he can handle. They can't even take a holiday. See? Also, now David writes me and tells me that everybody think he's dumb. I wouldn't worry about that. I joined the club. That's what they think about me. Thank you, Lord. So, in my wisdom, I don't concern myself with it. Now, if you want to play into their trap, you'll be concerned that they think you're dumb. But here's wisdom. Be wise. Don't be concerned about it. Hallelujah. If they're going to think you're smart, then you have to be smart according to their concept. We don't want to do that. We want to be wise in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. When we hear and obey, that's wise. We submit, that's wise. When we surrender to his will, that's wisdom. See? And we don't care what men think about it. They don't think it's wise, you know. No, they don't. Ask your kinfolk. See if, the people where you came from, ask them. They said, no, you all off your rocker. They said, time is short, man. And it is. But they said, we got to seek our own. Time's too short for that. Hallelujah. So, brother, don't be concerned about people thinking that you're dumb. Ain't no wisdom in that. All right? Be wise. And don't be wise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's some manipulative too. You know. Yeah, when you jump through the hoop they want, then they say, oh, now you're wise, huh? That's not wise. Huh? Glory, glory. Just say in your heart, you think what you want, I'm going to trust God. Hallelujah. I'm going to fear God, keep his commandments. Then your wisdom will be manifest. Absolutely. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all going to be wise this morning? Not in your own conceit? Praise the Lord. Yeah. See, David's like most of us, you know. Usually the mind don't go where it needs to go. And then there are people who help you keep going. Every time I talk to David, I try to bring him back into line what he should think. Because, my God, if you follow him, he'll take you way down the road. Or across the hill. Over the dale, through the valley, by the waterfall. Huh? Yes, he will. So you got to make sure you keep him straight. We want to talk about things that are honest, just, and true. Things that are lovely, of a good report. Things that glorify God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's a good talker. Absolutely. He's not the only one, though. Now, here, I gave him an assignment. I don't know if he did it or not. I told him, go through the scriptures and see if he can find anything that talks about much speaking. See? So he'll have opportunity to come up here and speak to us. He likes to speak. So I gave him an assignment so he could speak. Did you do your assignment, David?
I have to say, I must confess, as I walked out of the dining hall yesterday, it went zap, and I will remember.
Right. So you didn't do your assignment?
No.
Okay, that's good. I didn't think that you would, but I hope that you would. Everybody understand? I still had hope. I hope that, yes. Praise the Lord. Now, there's things he researched, you know. Yeah, I could tell you about him, but I won't. See, and that hinders him from researching what I told him to research. I mean, simple. Out of the good book, Words of Life. Certainly the book says something about much speaking. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. It says much about speaking. It said we should be slow to do it. I see. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Slow to wrath. Slow to wrath. Slow to wrath. Because the wrath of man, it don't work the righteousness of God. And God gets angry, does right. Usually when we get angry, we don't. The best thing to do when we get angry is to put it off. If we don't do that, we won't do right. You won't do, if you get angry and you try to just keep fueling it, you won't do right. When you get angry, put it off. With all that is within you, ask God to help you to put it off. This is wisdom, David. Don't worry about what people, hear what I'm saying. Huh? I'm a wise reprover. Give me your obedient ear. Okay? Hallelujah. David's always trying to tell me what folks say. I said, no, David, I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to be saved. No, tell me Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Tell me Jesus loves me. Amen. Some of you all look like your hands in the cookie jar. I hope I'm wrong. But I do know man, you know. Jesus said, the word said he knew what was in man. Well, he does know what's in man. Nevertheless, he chose us. Y'all know that? We are his portion. We are his sheep of it. He know all about us. So my sister Minnie, she had 12 children. Y'all know that, huh? I'm remembering some of her sins. One of them is she told her child, she said, I'm not whipping you because you did it, but because you lied to me. That's good teaching. That's good teaching. Many times that's why God whip us. Huh? Imagine us lying to God. Don't we do it? Don't lie now. Don't y'all lie to God. Don't we do it? Amen. She said, I'm whipping you because you lied to me. And then another thing she would say, boy, the more I try to tell you, the dumber I get. That's how I feel sometimes. Yeah, that is a good one. Hallelujah. You know, I should be wise enough to know you ain't going to hear me by now. Hey, somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But God speaks not that everybody hears. He speaks so that those with ears hear. Those that have ears, they can't hear. If he had wanted them to hear, he would have given them the wherewithal to hear. And that wherewithal would cause them to be converted. Y'all know what converted is? Yeah, that's change. You know, you could take your barn and convert it to a house. That changes the uses, the purpose, and everything. See? So same with us. We're no longer to be pleasure seekers except to please God. And if we please God, there's great pleasure. Don't y'all know what the Bible said about forever in the presence of the Lord? Huh? Y'all pleasure seekers? Seek the Lord. See what? Seek the Lord. While it may be found. But of course, there's emotions, lies going around that say that's not real pleasure. This works all the time. But the scary, sobering thing about it is we believe it so easily. Y'all know that? Y'all read the book. It always says the truth. I preach in the truth. All the preaching. I could have listened to Pastor Timothy this morning. Yeah, he preached good. You know, so it's strange for me to stand up when good preaching is on. Absolutely. And usually that's the case. I never heard bad preaching, brother, on the broadcast. Even the ones that kicked out of the trace, they preached it right. Just like the Pharisees. They just didn't do it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I heard Brother Steer say this morning, our unbelief is destroying our lives, our homes, etc., etc. Unbelief. Now, the greatest deception is we don't believe our unbelief is unbelief. You understand that? Right. Right. Hallelujah. But unbelief does not work righteousness, does not bring peace, does not bring unity. Faith. Now, it works righteousness because it works by love. See what I'm saying? And it brings justification. Yeah. And in fact, it allows us to receive things from God. Unbelief, all that God has, all that God is, it won't allow us to receive it. Now, this is the truth. So how is it we keep falling into unbelief? Which is Coven? They said, this man ain't qualified to be no military leader. He believed there's witch coven up in. He believed this place is overrun with witch coven. I believe him. Absolutely. That does not disqualify. What we're talking about is how deception is. It's mixed in. You put a little leaven in there with the truth. Now, what they were talking about, reasons why certain men should not be selected. Things that disqualify them. So they put that in there with it. That's how the devil does. That's how you do when you deceive. You take your lie, you take your opinion, and you put it with God's word. That's handling the word of God deceitfully. Once you do that, it's a lie. It's a lie. When you interpret the word of God according to your own mind, your own thinking, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. There's no power in it. There's no truth in it. There's danger in it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I heard the preacher say our unbelief. And I've been talking about it is the sin. You know, unbelief. Now God's given us faith, so we have power over unbelief. But power over unbelief means that you earnestly contend for the faith. So if you're slowful, then you're prone to unbelief. Absolutely. Pleasure lover, pleasure seeker, any of those contrary things, it's against your faith. That's why I talk about the herbs. Herbs are not bad. No, it's how men esteem them. Your children aren't bad. No, it's how you esteem them. We all got kinfolk, don't we? Absolutely. That's not bad. It's how we esteem them. And it's bad when we esteem them or anything above God, even our own life. And usually that's what goes on. That's what happened to the young rich ruler. He didn't want to give up his life. And if any man come after me, y'all want to hear it? Now we have to believe it to get the power out of it. And forsake not all that he had, he can't be my disciple. I don't care what he calls himself. The third show, what did I hear yesterday? Help me, Jesus. Some kind of Lutheran. Where's Bakia? Praise the Lord. Anyway, no matter what you call yourself, all right? Wisdom. Praise God. God gives us wisdom. That's where wisdom comes from. The fountainhead is the fear of God. Y'all know that's the fountainhead of wisdom? Just like the rivers, they all come from the fountainhead. Hallelujah. It supplies the rivers. The fear of God, it makes for wisdom. Without it, no wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So it's just not wise to disobey God. Now, we're prone to do it, but let's be wise. Huh? Let's see if we can't get some help. Is that all right? David, you go to the Dollar General?
Yeah, I did.
Good. You're happy now?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, thank you, Lord. With the mouth, with the heart, out of the mouth, out of the heart. Believe in thine heart. Forgive from thine heart. Think ye in your heart. Oh, yes. Says that the tongue defiles the body. Because it transmits that which comes from the heart. not by itself. And all things are like that. The lies we believe, there's something that, you know, gets it to it. Huh? It's another lie. You understand that? We don't get from the truth to a lie. No. Lies from another lie. Everybody understand what I'm saying? And anything say God's not good, God's not righteous, God's not holy, then it's a lie. See how easily we're deceived? As soon as something don't suit us, then we say God ain't in this. The world will never, no matter what happens, the world will never accept it as a divine judgment. Absolutely not. Except the final one. Then they're going to say, well, he's Lord. But no matter all the earthquakes, all the tsunamis, all the fires and floods, they don't put God in that. How about us? Well, sure he is in it. But it's divine retribution. You know what I'm saying? It's for man's wickedness. They don't say that. If they say that, it would be like Nineveh did. Now, Jonah told the truth about Nineveh. God sent him to tell him the truth. But they believed Jonah. See? They believed that, yeah, this God, he's going to punish us because we are wicked. So they repented. No repentance today. Huh? So if we can get it, then we better treasure it. Hallelujah. Yeah, they repented. Hallelujah. Let me go on down the road here. Now, we often talks about how that tongue defiles the body. James wraps it up real well. Matthew backs him up. And all the scriptures do. You go through the Proverbs, through the Psalms, and it tells you this tongue, it's usually our enemy. Because we let it have its way. We got the tongue, but we need to take control. We need to take authority over it. Yes, we do. So usually in anger, we lose our control. And we say everything. Of course, it have to come from somewhere. Brother Richard told me an account this morning about when they were selling something. He and I think brother came from Ohio. What's his name? Troy. They was involved in it, and they was telling the man about this item they were selling, whatever it was. But they knew a defect about it, but Richard was not supposed to tell it. But Richard ended up telling it. This is what Richard told me. He said, man, I ain't going to buy that thing. And he rolled out, and then after a while, they saw him put on his brake lights and backup lights, and he backed up and said, yeah, I think I want to buy it. Isn't that good? I said, well, that's all right. That was God working through Richard, even against Richard. You all know if you were buying something, you wouldn't want somebody to hide defects from you, would you? Huh? See? Amen. So God's righteousness was working there. Old Richard he wasn't trying to tell it, but God had him tell it. That's what's happening with me this morning. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Y'all want me to tell the truth, don't you? Yeah, it's not good for people who don't. So I want to tell the truth. It's a full-time job, though. I mean, you have to apply yourself. Telling the truth is not some accident. In fact, working righteousness, it's not accidental. If you don't strive for it, you'll never hit it. Hallelujah. And then we have to know how to strive. We have to strive lawfully. Huh? Brother Spurgeon say, my fruit is from thee this morning. Is that what you read, Kirk? Oh, Kurt forgot. I didn't forget. That means all of our good works are is his works. That's why the scriptures say, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Huh? Let your light shine so men would see your good works. Because if they're good works, they're his works. Then he's glorified. Of course, they're counterfeits, Brother Owen. You know, many of them. Most of our works, we call them good works. God makes the difference. Hallelujah. If they are our works, they are not good. All that's good come from God, which is not a problem. He freely gives. But how dare we lie on God and say our works are good and his works are not good? We said because we choose ours and refuse his. Yet it doesn't bother us at all. Doesn't bother us at all. I walked in my own way. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be not conformed to the world. Amen. Commandment. Amen. Not an option. Amen. But be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything works together. Why can't we understand this?
Thank you, Lord.
Renewing of the mind. Have to do with the way we think.
Yes. Amen.
We can't keep thinking the same old
Amen.
Way. And come on. Now, if we're saved at all, then we have a new mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we're saved at all, then we can walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
We can work righteously.
Yes,
huh?
Amen.
We just have to get rid of all the unbelief. Get all the lies out of the way. Thank you, Lord. So that's why we talk about sobriety and circumspect. Because it's quite the critical job. It's not something we have to apply ourselves. We can't just show up and read the Bible and say, oh, all this is happening to me, only if we believe it. Everybody understand that? No, not with the old mind. It won't do it. Your old mind will never believe God. It will say it does, but it'll never get it done. This is the deception that works in us. If you would understand that, you would stop looking at other people deceiving you. You know that most of the deception is in men. It's their own heart.
Amen.
It's deceitful.
Praise the Lord.
Above all things. Desperately wicked.
Yes.
So we say, create in me a clean heart.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Renew a right spirit
yes.
within me.
Glory
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the scriptures smite you. Y'all know that's what Brother Sarah said. Let the scripture smite you and bring you to contrition. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. We don't mind the scriptures doing it, huh? But shame on the preacher that does it. Preacher's just going to speak the word. You let God search you. Let the Spirit search you. Yeah, this is something your own volition. Huh? God's going to search you anyway. Huh? And when you consent to it, you get benefit from it. When you say, oh, unlawful church, no warrant, then you don't receive anything. You know, that's what most men say when God began to search them. Unlawful search. Where's your warrant? Boy, that's good preaching, brother. Hallelujah. You know he's got a warrant? He can look anywhere, anytime. And he does. Hallelujah. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and is able to bridle the whole body. You keep reading, you'll find out the way to do that is to bridle the tongue. No other way. If you're going to let that tongue keep saying everything, you're not. Your body's not going to do right. Isn't that simple? And we still won't. We still won't put a bridle on that thing, huh? We aren't going to do it angry. We won't. Hallelujah. Yeah, in our anger, it's going to be just like what Richard told the man. It's going to come out. He wasn't trying to, you know. He should have been trying to. I told him, I said, man, that's right. I said, if you were buying something, you wouldn't want somebody to, you know, conceal some fault in it. We want full disclosure. Yeah. At least he told on himself. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, we should be ashamed to try to sell somebody stuff under the wrong pretense. You understand? We haven't done that? Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, that's what the world called wisdom, you know. Yeah, we don't want to be wise like that. There's no wisdom in it. Because as we meet, that's how it's met it out to us. Okay? So treat your neighbor nice. Thank you, Lord. We put bits in the horse's mouth because that's how you turn him. That's how you turn anything. You get the head, you get the cow, you get the bull. Y'all know that? You don't guide him by the tail. If you get that steer and get his head going in the direction, the rest of him will. So that's how it is with the tongue. But as true as it is, it's hard for us to. Some are just loose. I mean, just say anything and everything. Have I ever warned us about it? All the time, because it's detrimental. But of course, we've learned the way of the world, and they say that's all right. You know, we being men, it's right for us to say what we think. It's right for us to check our thoughts and make sure they're right. And if they're not, cast them down. It's right to bring them into captivity. It's not right to say just because you showed up, you're welcome. That's not right. That's not the working of the Spirit. And no wisdom in it either. Uh-oh. That's acting just like the world. It helps us to believe lies, because we believe if we think it must be true. Y'all think Neil is stealing, so must be true. Ain't that how we do it? Say amen. And we move on that more than we do on the Word of God, which is true. The things you think are not all true. That's why we have to cast them down. That's why we have to bring them. They're not all true. No, they're not. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us. And we turn the whole body. So we get our tongue bridled, then we'll be obedient. It'll turn our whole body. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. A world, how much is that? So is the tongue among our members. The tongue, it defileth the whole body. I'm reading it right here. Y'all find it in James 3, verse 6. The tongue defileth the whole body. That's how it's written in Matthew. Jesus said, now it's not that which goeth into the mouth that defiles a man. He says, that which cometh out of the mouth. But he goes on and says, because it's connected with the heart. Because out of the heart comes all these things listed in Galatians chapter 5. You know, adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, uncleanness, covetousness. They come from our heart. not from your neighbor's heart. No, 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 no. They come from your heart and out of your mouth. See? I mean, to be safe, we should just say, concerning our neighbor, bless you, neighbor, you're God's son. Because when we go in the Father, usually we don't talk right. We say what we think. Not good. But we've not, that's the lesson we've not learned yet. Here's what John Rice would say. A bought lesson is the best lesson. So you know God's going to have us buy this lesson so we can learn it. Absolutely. That's what his correction does. Praise the Lord. We pay for all that corrupt communication. That pervert. You don't believe you pay for it? And you still do it? Huh? Maybe you should try, since you know there's a cost, you would try to curb it a little bit. Or it works with the mind now. See how everything works together? And we like our mind to go everywhere. So our mouth is going to go everywhere too. And our feet are going to go everywhere too. They're going to find some mischief. See? Woo! Thank you, Lord. And be swift to run into mischief. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It, the tongue, defileth the whole. Believe that now. Believe that now. It is true. And setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Every kind of beast, birds, serpents, snakes, things of the sea, is tamed and have been tamed. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth the man. So we've got it now, don't we? But the next line said the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying. Well, sometimes I say things and you're offended. Mainly because I relate them to you. And every time I speak, I'm going to relate it to you. I tell you right up front. Maybe you think I'm lying. It won't help you if I don't relate it to you. Huh? Praise God. He that believeth on me will not be condemned. He shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. We have to believe that. Huh? Well, you think God's lying, it just won't help us. He answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. He said, you know them Pharisees, they were offended at this. Because their purpose was to say, hey man, these disciples shouldn't eat like that with them unwashing hands. And this is how Jesus answered. They were offended. You know how it is. They were offended. He said, man, every plant that my heavenly Father hadn't planted going to be rooted up. He said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. They reject the truth. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that's pretty plain, but still he had to explain it some more. And he did. He said, declare unto us this parable. Jesus said, are you yet without understanding? We are not yet without understanding, are we? We've gone over this parable time and time again. He said, that which goes in the mouth goes into the belly, cast out into the draught. You know, when you have your bowel movement, it goes out. But those things which proceed out of the mouth, not what goes in, but what comes out, it actually come from the heart. Where do evil thoughts come from? The heart. How about murders and adulteries? I read it comes from the heart. Hallelujah. How about thefts and false witness and blasphemies? from the heart. Everything that's contrary to God, it comes out of man's unregenerate heart. So, well, again, we pray, create in me a clean heart. A clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues. Hence the phrase sharp tongue, long tongue. They've sharpened their tongues. Like a serpent, adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, and the lifting up of mine hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Can we pray it earnestly? Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Incline not mine heart to any evil thing, create in me a clean heart, to practice wicked work with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor. So hence the phrase sharp tongue, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Huh? So it talks about a deceitful tongue because it's a product of a deceitful heart. See? Well, thank you, Lord. Thou lovest evil more than good and lying rather than speaking righteousness. Oh, God. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Now, when we continually go against, you know, the favor of God, the leading of God, to speak anything, this is where we stand. Because God has given us the wherewithal to speak right.
Amen.
Yes, he has. Hallelujah. To bring thoughts captive, cast down imagination. Yes. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. But since we love to do our will, that's to speak evil, that's not God's will. You know, it's just if we don't mortify our members, they show out. You understand? You can't make a covenant with the flesh. Now, you behave today. Won't do it. Can't do it. Huh? Now, don't you show out. Not possible. Y'all know I'm telling the truth? Okay. Oh, we keep trying, huh? Yeah. I know you're still down in there somewhere, but you behave. Well, you'll get triggered and you won't behave. You know that? But if it's not there, there's no trigger. Huh? Praise the Lord. And we should, and then we find ourselves getting angry with our neighbor and speaking evil of them because they trigger what's already in it. We won't tell the truth and say it must be in there. Because, oh, yeah, they put it. No, it don't go in. It comes out. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying, David?
Yes, hallelujah.
So we want you to upgrade your conversation.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, right. Say, that's for all of us.
Yes.
We want to talk right. That means we have to think right. Hallelujah. It's called renewing the mind. Because you know God said your thoughts are not mine. So we have to get lined up. Start thinking like God thinks. That's the renewing of the mind. It's written, you have the mind of Christ. So that's the mind you need to operate in. You have the mind of Christ. Yes, you do. Or it's contrary to the flesh. So if you listen to the flesh, you won't walk in the mind of Christ. They're not compatible. Diametrically opposed. One's for death and one's for life. Choose life. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than speaking righteous or righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. The heart is deceitful above all things. Above all things. Above all things. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. As for me, I've not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I declared or desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. How wonderful. Let us be able to say that in truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. Believeth. Amen. Believeth. Hallelujah. Oh, God. That believeth, it puts it in the perfect tense. Amen. Y'all went to school, didn't you? Amen. It won't help you believe the truth, though. It's not against the truth. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Perfect tense. Yeah, has been, is, will be. Believe it. That means it's not used to and don't do it no more. That the ETH on the things makes them perfect tense. Is that okay? Well, when you type it on your little computer, it puts the red line under it. That's what the flesh does too. It puts a red line under it. Nope, that ain't right. Come on, that ain't right. I don't change it, though. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Hallelujah. That means in Christ, through faith in Christ, we fulfill the righteousness of the law. The only way we depart from that when we call any of our doing right. Yeah, that's the departure from the faith. And this is one of the most prevalent ways we transgress. Absolutely. We ascribe righteousness to something that we do. Impossible. Impossible. And we need to follow on in this faith so that we believe it. And it'll, your neighbor the same way. Huh? If he does anything right, it'll be God working in it. And according to the scripture, that's how it is. That's why we can work out our salvation, because God's working in us. He wasn't working in us, we couldn't. So what it's saying, we need to give him consent and agree with him. Would we agree with God? Quite the task, you know. Quite the task. We seem to have a controversy with God. That, you mean we should consent to this? Huh? You searching my house anytime? Anytime. Ah, come on. Huh? Y'all know I'm talking, right? You mean you can search me up, strip me bare anytime in front of everybody? I don't know if I want to consent to that, God. Let me get my little cloak and put it on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Christ is the end of the law. To everyone that believeth, that believeth. The opposite of that is to depart from the faith. And we know that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. That's part of the perilous times, much apostasy. That's departing from the faith. It's rampant. Absolutely. They sell out. Absolutely. To the world, to the riches, to the fame. Absolutely. Well, one say, I'm not for sale. I belong to Jesus. That's how I want to talk. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. That if thou confess, y'all hear me? The mouth is given to us to confess. Lo and behold, we use it for everything else. No matter how I talk, no matter what the scriptures say, no matter what the Spirit says, we think our mouth is not to confess that Jesus Christ, huh? Died and God raised him from the dead. That's what we need this for. In any way and every way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe in thine heart and confess with thy mouth, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, they do work together. A man can say things we know, and it's not from the heart, or it's not with the right heart. Hallelujah. That God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That's the heart that God gave. That's the new heart. The other heart, it won't do it. Y'all, some of us think, well, maybe I'm a new man, but I'm going to keep my heart because I like it. I'm a new creation, but keep my same conversation, run around with my same cohorts, and keep doing the same thing I was doing. But I'm a new man. I believe Christ. I believed on Christ, you know. See? Hallelujah. Well, if any man be in Christ, then he's a new creature. Huh? His old mind has passed away. His whole heart has passed away. His old thoughts have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. So what we should say is right things. I mean, all you have to do is pick up the book. Huh? Is that where we find Neil don't do me right? You can't find it in the book. That comes from somewhere else. Huh? Yes, it does. You know what you can find in the book? I forgive Neil. Yeah, you can. Hallelujah. Because God forgave me. In fact, I must forgive Neil. That's different than Neil did me wrong. All right? Hallelujah. But naturally, out of the heart, if Neil didn't do you wrong, somebody did. You know, if it's not the white man, the black man did it. Or the Native American, somebody. You know, the Jews or the Greek or... Other Republican, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not me, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We easily fall prey to that. That's because we're not sober.
Amen.
Things God give us, we toss it. You do like I did when I went to school after a while. For a while I applied myself and then I didn't. My parents still made the same sacrifice that sent me. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. But lo and behold, I betrayed them. I didn't apply myself. We aren't going to deal treacherously with our God, are we? I mean, with all that he's given us, we're not going to apply our hearts unto wisdom. apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, we can do that. Absolutely. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which you have great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast to these things which we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. Look to the things that we've wrought, lest we lose them, but we would receive a full reward. Hallelujah. You listening to me? All right. Hallelujah. You going to work today? Okay. Say it loud. Now, when you get angry, we don't want it to be any louder, okay? praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see. But you have great recompense and reward, for you have need of patience after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promises. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. He will come, he will come, and will not tarry. We stand on that. There's all the lies and whatever trying to move us away from it. Hallelujah, to give an appearance that this is not true. That's all the work of the devil. That's whatever God say, that's not true. Whatever God has done, oh no, he didn't do that. He didn't give you a new heart. See how bad you are? He didn't give you a new heart. but he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, I'm bearing witness to the truth this morning. You have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And these are the things that you can speak when you're in peril. You can say, I have the mind of Christ. You can say it. That would be power. Hallelujah. Concerning the alien, he's God's son. You don't have to, he done me wrong. He don't, that's God's son. Child of God. Apple of God, beloved of God. Accepted in the beloved. Wouldn't that be the truth? We aren't reluctant to say it, are we? Hallelujah. Come on now, we can say that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, you remember how you said it one time? Me and Neil got into it, and I wanted to punch him out.
Yeah,
you said, but I can't do that. See how you, that's how you talk right. Maybe somebody else would like to punch him out too. But they have to say, well, I can't do that. That's God's son, the anointed of God. So is every member in the body. Hallelujah. Well, you've always loved Neil. Absolutely. You have to confess that. Because the deceitful heart say, well, I just love David. You know that, but your new heart, that makes you love everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Now the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, that's draw back from the faith. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we're not those who draw back unto perdition. Thank God for the word. But of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. It goes hand in hand with the scripture in Peter that talks about receiving the end of our faith. Because there's an end of faith. And that's salvation. It lets you know that you can't just say, well, I believe in Christ. And no, you have to get to the end of your faith. If you depart from it, you're not saved. All right? Oh, thank you, Lord. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you. Because his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. Shall he that he should pay, till he should pay, all that was due him. That's how this unjust person did. Who is the unjust person? One that won't forgive his neighbor. You ever been there? Oh, we find some reason. They've done me so bad. And they're so consistent in it. There's nothing I can do. I treat them nice. I give them gifts. They still, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well,
so
likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. If you, from your heart, we're talking about the heart, believeth unto righteousness, or forgive, if you do not from the heart forgive, not from the heart, no good. Hallelujah. Yes. The heart of the matter is the heart. Thank you, Lord. Oh, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Praise the Lord. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Glory, glory. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thank you, Lord. His heart is not with thee. So, the admonition, the commandment for us to be of one heart. Y'all know that's the case? Huh? And this mind of Christ is one mind. Heart after God's one heart. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart. One soul. Hallelujah. They had nothing they called their own. They had all things coming. They had no lack. Huh? God provided for them bountifully. He's the same. Hallelujah. It's been the case with me. Hallelujah. God's been merciful, long-suffering. Hallelujah. He's given me less than my iniquity deserved. I'm not worthy of the least of his mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, y'all understand what I'm doing, huh? Now, I'm speaking these words. That's where the power is. Now some won't do it because they're not convinced of the truth that the power is there. Now, there's power the other way, too. And they're not convinced of that either, so they speak what they want to speak. Huh? What a deception, huh? My lips are my own. Speak thou that which becomes sound doctrine. Speak which minister grace to the hearers. That which is good for the use of edifying. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. All right? Oh, yes. Isaiah 10. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger. You know what that means? And the staff in their hand is my indignation. Huh? I got it right here. I will send them against a hypocritical nation. They say I'm their God, but they serve other gods. They say they love me, but they won't obey me. Hypocritical nation. So I got these Assyrians to whip them. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the street. Howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither doth he think in his heart, but is in his heart to destroy and to cut off a nation. But it's in my heart that he chastise you, that he corrects you. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Would you be corrected? Hallelujah. Correct me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Y'all understand this is God's way? Well, I'm above and not beneath. Well, when you're walking right. Huh? Otherwise, you'll have your enemies rule over you. Y'all don't know that? That's why they had to be delivered so many times. Because of their many transgressions. You know that's us? Y'all don't understand this? This is a portrait of man's heart. And he's got time to lollygag? Got time to be slothful? Well, well, well. That is a deception. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, You know our thoughts? He said, why think ye evil in your hearts? So the heart thinks, the heart believes. How about that? Oh, yeah, it's busy, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It deceives. Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, so David, coming to that conclusion, said, purge me with hyssop. I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Oh, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Thou righteous, O God, your righteousness reach up to the heavens. Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Well, I've got a few verses about wisdom for David. I guess they could be for us too, huh?
I need a CD to keep on playing
them. Oh, you, no, brother. You need this down in your heart. And it's there, you know, you just have to pull it up. Hallelujah. We have to strive and press and, you know, throw away the bad and keep the good. Hallelujah. If you got anything, you got it all. You just go from one to the other. That's how you do it, you know. Hallelujah. My people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. Now, that's the ultimate dichotomy. There's no wisdom in doing evil. I'll understand that. None at all. But they are wise to do evil. To do good? None understand it. They have no knowledge. Hallelujah. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Satisfy us early with thy mercy. And lift it, thank you, Lord, and that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hallelujah. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, apply your hearts unto wisdom, incline thine ear unto wisdom, apply thine heart to understanding. That'll wrap it up, won't it? If thou criest after knowledge, if thou liftest up thy voice for understanding. Is that theoretical? Lift up your voice, or is that really your voice? David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me. Oh, out of his holy hill. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. If thou seekest her silver and searchest for her, as for her treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I believe it to be so. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Man's wisdom is foolish to God, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Truth. Yeah, this truth about the tongue, it must be spiritually discerned. And some of us aren't close enough yet. We hadn't got wrapped hold of that. Hallelujah. So that old natural man said, what? I can't say the truth about old no good Neil. You can. Just make sure it's the truth. Hallelujah. And make sure it's expedient. Because some things are true, but not expedient. All right? Glory, glory. But you can be safe. Say, yeah, Neil's God's son. Hallelujah. Boy, he brings out the worst in me, but it must be in there. Make sure you say it like that. Say, but he's God's son. Hallelujah. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself doth judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But ye have. We have the mind of Christ. I believe it like that. So I speak it. We have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Equal with God, not a problem. Hallelujah. But he made of himself no reputation. Thank you, Lord. And being found in the form of a man. You know he did that, the everlasting God. It takes some wisdom to do that, you know. Oh, yeah. But he has wisdom. He got it done. He was found in the form of a man. And being found in the form of a man, like you and like me, he humbled himself. This is the mind that we have. Yes, we do. So that's why we have the commandment. Let this mind be in you. This is the mind of Christ. Humility, submission. It's the mind of Christ. That's what got him highly exalted. Glory, glory. A name above every name that is named. That at the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. At the name of Jesus, brother. Praise the Lord. Every knee should bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess. And every tongue will confess. Oh, yeah, all of God's creatures. Those fitted to destruction, those vessels of mercy, they're all going to say he is Lord. You know why? Because he's Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Brother David, would you pray for us?
Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Father, for all the words we just heard, Lord. May it find good ground, Lord, and be found in us. So thank you, Father, for the understanding, for the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord. And thank you, Father, for all that you give us each and every day. You bless us so much, Lord, and we just need to be thankful and give you the glory. For you are the King of glory, Lord, and we give you all the glory. For we can take none of it, Lord, at all. And thank you, Father, for the greatest gift of all, of your Son.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for caring for our souls. We who in all of our righteousness are but filthy rags before you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being mindful of us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to be ready, Lord, to meet you. I pray you would touch your people, Lord, this day. Quicken us, according unto thy word. Help us along the way, Lord God. Give us what we need, Father, to endure as we wait upon you, Lord. For we are watching, we are waiting, we are anticipating your coming again, Lord, and we just must be ready. So I pray, that is my prayer, Lord, that we would be ready to meet you when you come. So thank you, Father. Help us this day, Lord, as we go forth and strengthen our hands to labor. Oh, God, help our infirmities, Lord, and help us to do what you would have us to do, Lord, as we wait for you here. And thank you, Father. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord, each and every day, for watching over us. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, and here we are again at your feast days, Lord. And oh, Lord God, so close, Lord. We know it is so close, but only you know how long. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lead us in a plain path because of our enemies round about, Lord. You know, Father, that they have come to make war with us, but you have given us what we need, Lord. So thank you, Father, once again. Thank you for all things. Oh, God, help us in all things, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Everything all right, Brother Richard? You didn't mind me telling on you, did you? All right, good. All right, Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord bless and strengthen you, Pastor Rice, and the body of Christ, as you faithfully stand fast in the place and calling the Lord has given to you. And he said, Jeremiah 3:15, and I'll give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So, brother, you've been faithful to the place and calling. The Lord strengthen you. Always faithfully strengthen us. Stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast, my brother. Maranatha.